let's talk about Agony Sauce. Yeah, so the first thing in my notes is harmonized guitars. I love the guitar sounds in this song all over the place. Mo is a great guitar player. He pays a lot of attention to tone. I thought the guitars just sounded amazing. I love the Gloria Gaynor vocal sample, the vocal hook. That's the kind of thing that I was hoping people would do when I came up with the vocal hook challenge, and it was great that they used it so well. There's some bloopy chiptunes in here that I thought worked really well too. There's a lot of things to like in this song. I thought the 70s groove that it sort of has is kind of emphasized by the skanky rhythm guitar that plays on the offbeats. It's just really cool sound to it. And yeah, that was definitely Owl on backing vocals.
And my review, I wrote one out, but I was kind of waiting to post mine because I didn't know if I was going to do this with you guys or not. It was very similar to the other song simply because I was hoping they would drop the gimmick again for the last round, especially the last round with Agony Sauce, because it's the same thing as the previous. There was nothing added. It was bring your A game. So I was like, okay, you've done this incredible thing. Now I want to hear something different. And I did feel like it was like, okay, this is Hocus Pocus was in there, you know, the spelling, but it didn't really feel like it should be. Then there were a number of things with the song I felt the same way. It's like, I've heard this before. This is really, it's a different song completely. I mean, I'm not saying it sounds exactly like it, but I was tired of the Monster Mash type song. Just a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Trying to cram everything else in there. There were a couple times during the contest I felt that it affected the quality of their song.
Yeah.
But I was also amazed at the same time that majority of the time, the song still turned out amazing, despite they were doing all this added work. And this was an amazing song, but I was just hoping for something different because I felt like the gimmick didn't impress me this time around because they did it last time.
Yeah, I agree with you. But on the other hand, this kind of shows that you are not adequately OCD. You know, because like if you're going to go six rounds and do this or seven rounds do this, then you'd have to do it for the last one too. I mean, to just drop it all and do a G&G would, you know, be kind of phoning it in, I figure. But I mean, I think the previous round, it kind of hampered their song, but I don't know, the one before that, I thought it was excellent. And then this one, I thought it worked fine too. I don't know. I liked this. I liked it a lot. There's nothing bad that I can say about this song. I just didn't like it as much as Vowel Sounds. You know, I've probably heard Gloria Gaynor's I Will Survive more than the average Joe. Yet somehow that I Was Petrified clip didn't jump right at me.
I did like how they incorporated the Diana Ross in there. I thought it felt really like it fit the song. It didn't feel out of place at all with their sample.
Okay, we're going to clip this out because it's not Diana Ross.
That's Gloria Gaynor, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, how dare you?
Okay, guys, I may not be as old as you. I don't know.
Ouch! I say again, how dare you, man?
Always say, I was supposed to compliment you guys throughout the podcast. I forgot. No insults.
No, we're older than dirt.
So, you know what's interesting about Agony Sauce and Vowel Sounds working together? Is that the idea occurred to both of them independently. So apparently Vom had the idea about doing a collab with them like a few rounds earlier. And then in the last round, Glenn apparently reached out to them and suggested that they work on each other's songs a little bit just for fun. And they both thought it was such a cool idea and they weren't going to be like cutthroat about the competition. and they decided to help each other out. And I think that's extremely cool. And they had fun working with each other, which I think is amazing.
Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, wonderful idea. I actually didn't realize until I read the boards that Vowel Sounds was on this track. And I think it's just an amazing, amazing idea, you know. And it was a great, you know, clever use of them in the verse that mentions the Ouija board, which is perfect. So, yeah, I was a little surprised that they were just layered on the octave instead of harmonized, but it doesn't matter. It was fantastic. It worked well. It was just a nice little kind of Easter egg thing that the insiders need to know. And it works so well in the context of the competition and in the song itself. Yeah. Yeah. I thought that was a great song, great melody, amazing guitar work. You know, the guitar work reminded me of Glenn Nee, you know, like Faster Jackalope and Cave Dwellers and stuff like that, because it's that kind of level quality guitar work on both the rhythm and the lead. So yeah. I was really, really impressed.
It's really great that both of them had that attitude where they're not going to be so cutthroat. They're obviously competitive or they wouldn't have gotten this far. I mean, they've got the competitive nature to them, but the fact that they're willing to like realize this is supposed to be for fun. A lot of people forget that in these contests. And I've had so many nasty emails and stuff over the years for little things because people lose sight that nobody's getting paid for this on either end, running it or competing in it. So if you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong. And I'm glad that they seem to be doing it right.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize about those emails.
Those anonymous emails, which you sent.
Yeah, I you know I wasn't going to actually do any of that stuff. So yeah.
But yeah, it's also great that people in the Songfight community are getting to know each other better and are working together. It's just a great community thing.
Yeah. Well, Songfight and Spintoons and Nur Ayn, I think one of the main things is just song production. So you get a little caught up in the competition aspect of it just because you're thinking like, you know, you put so much work into it and you try and perfect something and, you know, you put so many hours into it and you think it's great. And then you're compared to other people who are also in the same boat who are putting a lot of blood, sweat and tears into something. And then to have a judge kind of say, well, you know, I've got genre bias, so I liked this country song better than yours or something like that. It can be really, really frustrating. And I get that. But on the whole, in the big picture, I think all of these competitions, it's just a great drive to produce music. And that's kind of the main thing. I mean, Jurgatorium and Matchy Matchy has never won any round of any Nur Ayn. And actually, you know, same thing with Spin Tunes. But I think that we've generated some of our very, very best music that did not come in first in either of those. So I think anything that gives us this impetus to just generate a bunch of music is kind of the main deal here.
Yeah. Competition brings out the best in people. And the worst.
Yeah. We care. That's why.
All right. Now, Travis, did you listen to the Inflatable Vegetable song?
I didn't do reviews for The Shadows. I never have this contest. So I'm not going to have notes in front of me for anything with The Shadows. So I might not be able to give too much feedback.
Okay.
But I did listen.
Okay. So. All right.
Well, if we're to the point where we're to The Shadows, I'll just say one thing about them is, again, doing Shadows, I'm glad that Nur Ayn now is like featuring them on the website because, again, that's the kind of spirit that you should have coming into these contests. It's about the music, not about winning or anything. So it's good to see people continue to play along. And Max, just damn, nice job.
Yeah.
You slow clap, I guess. you're the winner of this round for me. I mean, Glenn and Vowel Sounds, I mean, yeah, they both produce great songs, but they didn't produce five songs, wasn't it?
Five songs.
So
good songs.
Yeah, they weren't
half-assed.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, you came in late, but in the intro, we were kind of talking about this, and I was blaming Spin Tunes for infecting Nur Ayn with Shadows, because we had something called Own Room, which was Shadows, but it would be like on a good round, it would be maybe two shadows, and they would skip a bunch of rounds, and it was just a couple of ones here and there. If you look at the Songfight bulletin board and go back in the past, they started like 2016 or something like that. It was not anywhere near as common as it is now. So, yeah, I can't help but think that maybe Spintoons had something to do with it.
I would hope so, but... You know, Nerine obviously inspired a lot more in Spintoons than we've inspired Nerine. I mean, because when I helped create Spintoons, I definitely looked at Nerine as a model and picked out a lot of the things I liked from it. But yeah, that's really cool if it's true that, you know, Spintoons had a little something to do with it. Because the more music, the better.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like I said, since I didn't have notes for all the shadows, it might be best for you guys to just go without me here, because I don't think I'm going to be much help to you. And I just say thanks again for having me, and good job everyone in Nerine. Till next year.
All right, thanks for joining us, Travis.
Yeah, do you want to plug anything? You got a website or anything you want us to plug?
Oh, I don't need to plug nothing. Just come back next year for Nerine. Watch Spintoons, I guess, even though I don't run it anymore, guys. I know there's a lot of people not too fond of me still in Songfight, probably, but I have nothing to do with Spintoons if you have a problem with me. So keep an eye out for that, too.
If you have a problem with Dr. Lindyke, that's a different story.
Yeah, he is kind of a dick.
Yeah, and his home address is...
He was going to mail us a trophy and never did, so... He's on my list.
He didn't say exactly what it was. It might have been an embossed pen or something.
I will get on him about that. I will guilt him tonight, I promise you guys.
No, right. No.
No, too late. I'll send him a link to the podcast, too.
Okay. We're cutting all of this. The only part of you that we're keeping is where you compliment us, and everything else is gone.
I couldn't expect anything more.
Okay, yeah.
Thanks, Travis. Talk to you later.
Thank you.